This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I sure am. Okay, hold on one sec. Okay, what are you running? Okay, welcome everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here on Auto World. For whatever reason, my return from the network was giving me a hard time. So welcome aboard. Kind of a strange way to start, but that means we're going to have extra fun here on the radio. Our special guest is a regular contributor to the broadcast. He's a go-to mechanic, one of our guys that we go to, the number one guy when it comes to something wrong with your car, an ASC-certified mechanic. He's also been a former automotive talk show host, and he's a field reporter and substitute host along with Motor Mike Wallace here on Auto World. We welcome Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing good, Bob. Hey, I'm just sitting here under the hood of Auto World trying to get this baby to run on 8 cylinders again. It started off on 6.
It did, yeah. It almost started out on 4, I think. Let's
you
talk
know what
about
they say, though? Most of these motors today that are 4 cylinders run better than the V12s, so we're rocking.
Yeah, I mean, it's remarkable, the technology that that we've seen in the last few years, and it keeps on getting better and better. Yeah, a lot of the different manufacturers use that MDS, multiple displacement technology, Daimler Chrysler, now of course Fiat Chrysler Automobiles uses it in their Hemis, the 5.7 liter Hemi and the 6.4 liter Hemi, and you've got General Motors using it in their 6.2 liter V8 engine. And then you've got some other manufacturers like Honda, which uses it in some of their V6s, and those engines shut down to 3 cylinders at a time. But I was talking to an engineer from General Motors, and he said, coming very soon, those 8-cylinder engine deactivation systems are going to go down to 2 cylinders and then have the capability to go right back up to 8.
Wow.
Have you ever had any problems with any of those systems? The oldest ones are probably the ones from Fiat Chrysler that debuted for the Chrysler 300 and the Dodge Magnum, the wagon,
right.
The Dragon wagon that they don't make anymore, and also the Dodge Charger. Have you personally worked on any of those engines?
No, Bob, I haven't. In fact, I haven't had any calls on them either. So overall, they're pretty decent. Now back, I mean, they're not a lot of, I haven't heard any word on the street, knowing the other technicians and the service managers and the dealerships and stuff. I just haven't heard any of that. You know, those problems at all, but that back in the first days of the 80s, you know, when they first did it, Cadillac did it, I saw a lot, did a lot of repair, made a lot of money on them, and they were a headache, period. And they were a headache for the customer, and they were a headache for us, the technicians, trying to keep them running correctly. You know, a lot of people, the only reason they came in or called you is because their car's missing. You know, Mark, this thing's only running on a couple of cylinders, I think I need a tune-up, where, in fact, the 468 flash doesn't work, you know. I said, yeah, you're only running on four cylinders, but the other four are just going along for the ride. So, but today's technology, you know, you can make a cylinder run correctly with just a spray, a little bit of spray on through the fuel injector with fume, with vapor, and all you need is a little bit of a spark and it'll ignite. But, yeah, today's the only thing I'm seeing and hearing about anymore is all these recalls. I'm running into, in fact, one of the people that I know that he actually got tired. He was a service manager slash repair person. He got tired of just dealing with the recalls at the dealership here locally, and he quit them and got out of the industry because of that. That's all they were doing was recalls. And it was a Ford brand. But, and of course, that brand new recall come out of the Ford F-150s. People might not. If I don't know if you've talked about that or not, but
I have not.
You know,
so
every time you turn around, there's a recall of some sort, and good or bad, I just always said go in. Best thing to do. You don't need to know a lot about the word recall. It could be a simple thing of a driving light bulb out, or something very serious. Is of course we all know the airbags are recalled, but the catch fire word, all that stuff, the throttle sticking word, you know, just all that kind of things like that. Bob, I just want to recommend everybody just call whatever brand they're driving, just call the dealer and say, hey, hi, I own one of your brands. Be nice to them, of course, and say, hey, I just wanted to know if there was any recalls on it. And what they need to know is the VIN number. Just give them the VIN number, and they'll look it up while you have them on the phone through their computer system, and they'll say, yeah, that one, you need to get it in here. It's got a recall on it. Because every time I'm turning around, that's all the talk is anymore. It's not like, hey, Mark, can you file my points and adjust my points? It's not that talk anymore. You know, it's hey, Mark, I got another recall. I heard about it. I'm like, da-da-da-da-da. What do I do? Where do I go? Can you do it? Will it be covered if you do it? I was just talking the other day about a customer that had a, this has been over a year ago, on a GMC Envoy. Great vehicles. Of course, same platform as the Chevy Trailblazer. And I do remember the days that you and I were sent out on I was in San Diego on the brand new GMC Envoy Chevy Trailblazer ride and drive concept vehicle. And of course, it came to be, and everybody, a lot of people own them today. They're great little SUVs. But the window module goes out on them on a recall basis, where the driver's window module, the buttons won't let the driver's window go up or down, or the passenger windows go up or down. So that module's bad, and that was a recall. And sometimes a lot of people, Bob, too, they've had an independent repair person like myself replace it, repair it, fix that. Let's call it the window module, you know, that job. And always keep your receipts, because when that little notice comes to you, or you do make the call here, come tomorrow, Monday after the show, they make the call and find out that they've got a recall on the window module and they've already had it replaced. And things like $500. I mean, it's money. So just call the dealer and say, well, I've already had an independent replace it. And they'll just ask you for the receipt. From the independent repair shop, just bring the receipt in, and we'll send it in, and you'll get covered. And they do. General Motors, Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, all of them, they do cover them. So don't fret. But there's a lot of people out there probably that spent money, guarantee it, on repairs, on their cars. And
oh, sure.
Got it fixed. Yeah, they got it fixed. I guarantee they got them fixed. They love their mechanic. Mm-hmm. But a lot of those repairs are covered under the word recall. So
yes, exactly.
Kind of highlight that to the our listeners and see if we can get some money back in their pocket.
I know there are some places that you can go on the web to look up recalls as well. Nobody's giving out me refunds, that's for sure. But they will they will definitely fix your recalled vehicle. And it's a kind of an epidemic when it comes to used vehicles. And of course, you know, we talk a lot about new cars, and it looks like they're going to have a pretty big year here in 2018. Maybe not as much as last year, when more than 17 million were sold, but for every new car that's sold, there's four used cars. So there's a lot of cars changing hands, and you might have a brand new used car that has got outstanding recalls on it. We'll talk about that on the other side and lots more with Mark Evans.
for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. My name is Bob Long, Mike Side with Mark Evans, our go-to guy when it comes to all things automotive repair, ASC certified technician, and of course a field reporter for this show and substitute host along with Motor Mike Wallace from time to time. And we're touching on a subject we talked about before, but it definitely is something we should talk about more often, and that's the fact that there are a lot of used cars out there on a daily basis changing hands that have recalls on them that the previous owner didn't know about, and it's just kind of like the beat goes on. And if taking delivery of a used vehicle, I mean, I always recommend the Carfax from the Carfax people. But I know there's going to be a governmental website as well for recalls.
Absolutely, Bobby. Also, you know, too, one of the things, now a lot of us can't afford brand new cars, but the whole reason why, if we ask our listeners to raise their right or left hand and keep it up, to take a poll, to say, ask them why they got rid of their used car, you know what they're going to say is that because we got tired of the problems with it, or it had a problem, yeah. Or it has a problem. We got tired of putting money in it. And that's what I hear in the repair shop constantly for 40-plus years of doing this is, I just want to sell it, Mark. Just get me fixed so I can get it sold. And that gets back to the repair shop. I always fix things right, period. I don't care who owns it and who's going to buy it or if it's going to be for sale. It's got to be fixed right because, you know, I can't afford to have any recalls myself, Bob, you know, especially when it comes to work brakes. So,
yeah.
But that's the I see, you know, a little story. I've seen one of these, you know, it's a Ford, and I've seen this 1989 Ford pickup, Bob. Now, I'm not a big shop by any means. I'm not out there with 25,000 techs. I don't look like a dealership. I'm small. And so what I'm saying here is that I'm not the only one in town. There's a lot of mechanics, a lot of shops. But I've seen the same Ford pickup 8 times in the last 12 years. And what I'm saying there, 8 different owners, too.
Oh, boy.
And it has the same problem every time it comes to my shop. What I'm saying is that I tell the people, the first time, I said, well, this is what it's going to cost to fix that problem. They said, well, we don't have that kind of money. Forget it. We'll just trade it in. So they trade it in with that problem. And then the next thing you know, somebody comes along that used car lot, they buy it. And, gosh, well, I must be, well, after doing it 40-plus years in one valley, yeah, my name's out there, of course. Well, it gets out there. This guy does good work, I guess. I don't know what they're saying, but they must be saying something. Well, comes back. This truck comes back. Hey, Mark, how you doing? I heard about you through so-and-so. That truck shows up. I'm going, oh, yeah, hi. I'm thinking to myself, Bob, this is the reason why I'm writing down VIN numbers and putting them in my computer system. I think that's the same truck I saw 2 months ago. And sure enough, it's the same truck I saw 2 or 3, 6 months ago. And I tell these people, oh, well, why is it here? Well, it's doing this. I said, stop. Don't talk. Stop talking. I'll tell you what's wrong with it. Because it was just here 3 months ago, 4 months, whatever, you know. And they'll say, really? I said, yeah, this is what it's going to cost to fix that problem. And those people, different people say, oh, forget that. That's too much. I'm going to just get rid of it.
So, oh, boy.
As we say, what is the music business? And I think Sonny and Cher, or Cher had a song, and the beat goes on.
That's true. Yeah.
So, but yeah, you're right. Check before you buy a car, check the Carfax. Go to safercar.gov, safercar.gov, all one word, safercar.gov. Enter in your VIN number. That'll tell you if it's got any recalls. And, you know, that's the main thing. And it's too bad we don't have some kind of an independent network where I could do my own little, I don't know what you'd call it, maybe that's a new business for me to start, is to red flag or black flag or however you want to call it, some of these VIN numbers that just keep showing up at these car repair shops with the same problem. You know, so, but hey, real quick on that Ford recall, you didn't hear about 2 million F-150 Ford trucks are getting recalled because the seat belts could actually catch on fire. Did you hear about that?
Oh, is it the inflating, the airbag
seat
belt? Oh, okay.
If our listeners have the years are 2015 through 2018 Ford F-150s, I mean, that's both regular cabs, super crew cabs, extended cabs, every one of them. Between 2015 and 2018, the seat belt pre-tensioners are in question, they ignite, and of course, and they start on fire. Now, while we might want to explain to the folks, a lot of people don't realize that their seat belts are basically an exploder, and it's made by the airbag company. And you know what brand that airbag company was, right?
Yeah, Takata.
Yes, sir. And they are also making, it's called, Takata ZF and TRW. I hate to even say that name because they make good products, but I have to. They're making the pretension igniters. And what that means is, you know, of course, as we all know, back in the old days, you know, you had a lot of people who never had a seatbelt torn apart, but there's a little weight in there in the old seatbelts. And as soon as, kind of like a mercury switch, as soon as the car, you hit the brakes and the car dipped to the front, the mercury switch would move the weight, lock up the seatbelt, and would hold you in place. Well, today they realized that let's use electronics and let's put that little miniature, I'm just making it simple, airbag inside that pre-tensioner igniter, but inside the seatbelt. So the seatbelt, boom, quick, ignites, locks up, keeps the body in the seat to be safe. But they're having problems. They're pre-igniting, and that starts the carpet and the insulation on fire. So if our listeners have the 2015 through 2018 Ford F-150s, I want them to call the dealer, and let's get some new seatbelts in there for them. And there's another point too, Bob. I don't want our listeners to get mad because when they do call and they say, yeah, that's, you know, where'd you hear that? They might ask you that. Tell them that I sent you. Please. Auto World, Mark Evans. It's the truth. Get on the internet. Everybody can see it on the internet. It's all over. And there's 2 million plus. And, you know, that's the start of the whole thing too. I'm going to guess my gut feeling, educated gut feeling, is there's more than 2 million of them. And yes, hate to say this. The truth is, Bob, that in fact, Dodge, Chrysler, everybody, Fiat, everybody has got to have seatbelts, and guess who built those parts? Same company. So
yeah.
We're going to see more of that, but I don't want our listeners to get mad when they call in and they say, oh, yeah, that's a recall. We'll take care of that for you, but we just won't see any parts for 6 months. That could happen, okay? So be patient. You'll get your part or your new seatbelt pre-tensioner, pre-igniter 6-7 months later, or hopefully you can get it quick, I hope, because seatbelts are a big thing today. Remember the days, Bob, you and I, riding in our parents' 60s and 70s vehicle, no seatbelts, climbing around, you know?
Exactly. Even if there were seatbelts, the lack of use of the seatbelts, we can talk about that on the other side, too, how the increasing number of folks now use seatbelts compared to use years ago. And another thing I'd like to touch on, and that's the fact that, you know, you can blame Ford for problems, but in many cases it's the supplier that's giving the part to Ford.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Vice President Mike Pence on CBS's Face the Nation says not to believe what you read in the books or the New York Times op-ed.
Whoever wrote that editorial and the narrative that comes out of some other writings recently just doesn't know what really happens in this White House.
Mr. Pence says he hasn't been asked by Special Counsel Robert Mueller for an interview, but he did say he would be willing to sit down for one and help in that investigation.
also on Face the Nation, Senator Mark Warner, the senior Democrat of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says the president should also want to testify.
Committee. The fact that Vice President Pence is cooperating is great. I wish his boss, Mr. Trump, would have the same level of cooperation. Donald Trump continues to say he's done nothing wrong, then he should sit down and talk to the Mueller investigation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving that Cadillac there?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. Mark Evans is with us, ASC-certified technician and no stranger to this show. You can see him at AutoWorldRadio.com. He's a field producer and has accompanied me on many major event, and he and Motorbike Wallace will fill in for me from time to time. Let's talk a little bit more about the problem of people not getting their recalls taken care of, and even if they get the recalls taken care of, the part or the whatever it happens to be just keeps coming back for more trouble. But Mark, it's interesting to note that, you know, Ford will get the blame for this, but the reality of the situation is it is that manufacturer of whatever part it might be, they're the ones that that gave the part to Ford. A lot of people think that if you buy a Ford, Ford has made every part in the vehicle, where the truth is only a very small fraction.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And that's the thing. That's why I kind of want to highlight the, you know, ZF is one company that makes some TRW and a Takata. But yeah, and then they get fined, of course. The company has to pay the fines. They also have to fix the problems. But you know, all these brands have that same part. It's amazing that, of course, with all this, the politics that's going on with our president and the word tariffs and all, it's just crazy, isn't it, Bob, how many parts and pieces are from an automobile are made from in other countries. Canada, oh, yeah. Of course. I mean, I see this as a mechanic when I see the you know, it's not every day that we all take our clothes and buy our clothes and our food and eat and all the products that we use and look to see, oh, where's this come from? You know, we don't sometimes turn the tag over to see where it's at. But when you're a mechanic and you're grabbing parts and pieces and replacing, I just can't afford to, you know, you ask me to work on your car, and it's not cheap anymore. Anything I do is expensive, and I have to make sure that it doesn't come back with the same problem. It has to be fixed, right? So you're paying dearly for it. I want to make you happy so you come back for the next thing. And there's so many parts and pieces on the automobile that we'll probably see you again, Bob. I hate to say that because there's so many parts and stuff that's making that piece of metal go down the road that they're going to wear out eventually. But we see Mexico on there. We see Canada on there. I could just go on. And do I ever see the USA logo? No. So it's kind of crazy that, you know, and then these companies that are building, well, let's talk about the airbag. Just that one airbag, it's just one word, but how many parts does it take to make an airbag? And then that company, yes, might be U.S.-based, but yet the parts that are in the airbag, all the way from the front sensor that's in the front bumper to tell the airbag that, hey, we've got this problem, ignite right now, please, all the way from that sensor to the wiring to the power that it gets, all those parts and pieces are coming from not the U.S. of A. So it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy and sad at the same time. We sure do employ a lot of people everywhere.
Yeah, so, that's the truth.
The overall, right down to water pumps. Ford, of course, I want to tip my hat to them in a positive way. They are the very first to make and design parts made out of 3D printing that's plastic, composite, those things that are wearing out all the time. It's crazy. Water pumps, things like this that we are so used to. Everybody's so used to grabbing a water pump, and it weighs 20 pounds, you know, or an aluminum one that weighs 2 pounds. That's still. But when you grab a plastic one, I don't even feel it in my hand. A composite plastic part, of course, a lot of car manufacturers have the intake manifolds. You know, all the brands still, they have them. They have them right now, but they're making parts and pieces that are made out of plastic that is made in the U.S. of A, and they are lasting longer. Good or bad for them, if it's lasting longer, that's probably bad for them because they're not, you know, remember the days of our parents, gosh, get close to that 100,000, we got to get rid of this pile of garbage because it's not going to last long. And today, 100,000's a big deal, no big deal. You know, we just keep, I see them all the time. People are buying cars that they have 135, 155, 170,000 miles on. They're buying them used, expecting to get another 100,000 out of them. It's just nuts. You can't believe there's no way thermostat, your brakes, your water pump, all the electronic sensors, mass airflow sensor, all these sensors that are measuring airflow to fuel spray, to fuel pressure, to O2s that are measuring exhaust emissions, these parts can't last that long. So no matter what, I see a lot of, hey, Mark, I'm looking at this. The guys are calling, you know, the males are calling, saying, hey, I found this truck, Mark. It's this Dodge, and guy's taking good, clean care of it. It's good and clean. And first thing I say, they bring it over, and I say, it's good and clean. The creature features look good on the inside, clean. The gentleman was really clean there with their family or whatever. No popcorn and no Kool-Aid spilled, you know. But give me the list of things he's replaced. Show me the things he's replaced in the last 150,000 miles that he's driven it. Well, he told me that he's never had any problems. Well, I know, because all those parts do go 150,000 miles if you drive them right. But I said, now you're buying a truck with, get ready, because of the, well, I'll just put another wing on my shop because of your truck.
Yeah, so, that's the thing. Problems are going to start eventually.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't want to buy another wing for an automotive repair guy like me. I mean, I'd love to have you do that, you know, but it only takes 3 cars to get a new wing, Bob.
Very good. We got a question here. It's Peter in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He says he has just recently acquired a 2011 Subaru Forester, and it's been recommended to him to do a four-wheel alignment. He says he has never owned an all-wheel drive vehicle before and wants to know Mark, your thoughts on an all-wheel alignment.
I do recommend it. The best thing to say there is your back end of the vehicle, doesn't matter the make or model, the back end of our vehicles are following along with the front. And classify it as a big metal square box of some plastic and fiberglass, but they are a square box, and you've got to make sure that that box is going down the road square and not diamond-shaped. And they can be aligned in the rear. They absolutely can. When you just do front-end alignment, all you're doing is adjusting the front. No one cares about the back. Well, we have to care about the back, so I do definitely recommend that. And you can, and it's not that much more money either, Bob. That's the thing, Peter. You might spend $75, $85, $95, depends on where you're at, where you're living, and all that. Tulsa, it's probably an $85 bill. But if you add another $20, $25 to it, you got the back end of the Subaru aligned with the front. So I recommend that to everybody, especially. Yeah. Truthfully, we're talking about new cars. All the folks out there that just bought a new car, get a four-wheel alignment done, because I guarantee that new car, Bob, is gone, that truck, car, whatever, is going on and off that truck hauler and on and off the container shipping and all that, and those people just drive them hard and they bounce them on and off, and the alignment's out. And the last new car I bought, I went in first thing, took it to the alignment shop, said, would you guys run a four-wheel alignment on it? They laughed at me. Why? It's brand new. Run a four-wheel alignment. Show me the difference, guys. They printed it out and they said, wow, Mark, check this out. This thing was off a lot.
That's a great story. And again, if you've got a front-wheel drive vehicle, that rear-wheel drive side of the fence needs to be aligned as well. We'll take a pit stop and more of your calls and emails, bob@autoworldradio.com, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Thanks so much for joining me here today. We're having lots of fun because Mark Evans is along for the ride, ASC certified technician and field reporter for the show. We've answered a couple of different questions that floated in via email, but if you'd like to ask Mark a question, we are live, unlike a lot of shows on the weekend, which are recorded during the week. We are live and here for you at 855-660-4261. If you're listening to us on in tape delay form, archive form, on demand form, podcast form, you don't hesitate to participate because you can send me a question and I can forward that along to Mark as well. And Mark, here's a good question. This one comes out of the great state of New Hampshire, Salem, New Hampshire. And the gentleman's name is Sandy. And Sandy would like to know about your recommendations about some of the older Toyota Prius models. There have been, let's see, how many different generations. I believe we're on generation number 4 of the Prius, but this gentleman would like to know about the earlier generations and would like to know if it would be a wise investment or not. That's an interesting question and brings up the whole thing about how long batteries last.
Yeah, absolutely. That's back to those that word of the parts. You know, we can get really good buys, can't we, Bob, on used cars, electric or non-electric or hybrids or whatever brand. What it doesn't matter. We get really good used prices if they're high miles and they're older vehicles. And Sandy's a great question. The only thing that I would back to, yeah, Toyota Prius, I'll give it a tip of the hat and a stamp that says good, great, awesome, because they are good little vehicles. I do work on them. I love. They're so quiet. It's awesome. They don't burn and they don't stink up our air. They don't burn any fuel. It's just the great vehicles. But back to how much does a battery cost and how far will a battery go? So if it's one of the first gens, you know, Bob, or the second gen, I guarantee the battery's got to ask, has the battery been replaced? And if it hasn't, then you know you're $2,200 plus.
Yeah,
right off the bat.
I would imagine.
Yeah. So, but it gets back, and this is the same thing with all of our cars. If we buy a car and we spend whatever dollar amount on it, you got to ask yourself before you buy it, you got to have a plan of attack, I call it. How many years am I going to keep this car, keep the vehicle? Am I planning on keeping this 2 years, 3 years? Because most people don't know. They never start a plan from the get-go. They just like the color, the creature features on the inside. They like the brand. They got to have it. They buy it. They get the loan. They get it. And, you know, after a year, all of a sudden they put in how much money in repair. So if you plan out, like this Toyota, they say, okay, hey, I'll buy this Toyota Prius, first gen, second gen, third gen, fourth gen, whatever. Yeah, I'm going to buy this bad boy for this dollar amount. I'm happy. I'm about spending that dollar amount. Am I going to keep it and use it for 4 years? And if you're buying the first gen, and I'm going to spend $2,200 plus for a battery, you have to, I believe, definitely, I always say this to all owners and all cars when I talk to them. I do talk to cars every once in a while, Bob. I say, hey, I'm going to put $3,000 in this car. I'm going to use that money up. So I'm going to use my parts up that I just spent. So buy one. You know, Sandy, the Toyota Prius is great. Just be ready to, if the battery hasn't been replaced, can you get a battery in your area? If you can, get it, put it in, drive it out. Drive it out, man. Drive it, use it, wear it out again. And then you got your money's worth. That's the whole thing. I see a lot of people come in and I fix the cars for them, from a whole bunch of items, from, you know, antifreeze leaks to transmission problems to brake squeals to engine light on. We got to replace 3 or 4 sensors, and they dump $1,500 to $2,000 with me overall total. The average ticket price anymore, Bob, has gone way up in the auto repair shops. The reason that is of course our parts have gone up, but also the labor per hour has gone up. But overall, I see too many people dropping $2,200 with me and more, and then only keeping the vehicle for a month, trading it off or selling it. And so the new owner, you know, the new owner gets to use that money that old owner just spent with me. So I say, if you're going to spend the money that you're going to put into it, well, I got to fix it, Mark. It's leaking antifreeze because of the Hunadini's broke, Mark. You know, your swiffer valve's broke or whatever you call it, Mark. A mechanical jargon words, you know. Well, use it up. You know, use what you just spent with. So, but Toyota Prius is, Bob, have you ever had, of course, a test drive with one?
Oh, yeah, many times. I was on Motor Trend's team in 2004 when the second generation was named the car of the year. And the third generation I had as a press car. Fourth generation I've had as a press car. I've had the plug-in variant of the Prius as well. But I'm just wondering out loud here.
Oh, no surprise.
This is my daughter in the background playing with...
Hi, Lucy.
They're saying hello to you, Lucy.
She's wanting to turn a Prius, Bob.
Yeah.
Hi.
I was just wondering, when a battery replacement time is due, is that something that has to be done at a dealership, or is that something that you can do at the local shop level?
I could do it, yes. But here's what I tell my customer. If you drove in and asked me that with your Toyota Prius right in my shop here right now, I'd look at you and say, I can do it, but I'm not going to. I want to recommend to you to take it right over to the Toyota dealership and have them do it. The main thing is why I'm saying that is because if that part ever gave us a problem, a failure, that battery ever gave us a failure, they will not warranty it because an independent did the job replacement, the battery replacement. So take it to the dealers and have them do the battery replacements. And I did run into this. I had a gentleman come in to me, said, I think I have a problem. And it was a Toyota Prius. I think I have a problem. It's doing this. It's doing that. And I said, yeah, it sounds like your battery's going on you. Well, Mark, I just had it replaced. And I asked, who did it, a dealer or another independent? He looked at me and says, I had an independent do it. And I said, and so did you take it back? And he said, yes, I did. What'd the independent do? Well, they couldn't get warranty on the battery since they installed it. I said, bingo. I said, I told him the same thing. I would have turned him down and pushed him and recommended for him to go right to the dealer. The Toyota dealership has, especially with the Prius, they have big time power, I call it, with the Toyota manufacturer. So, I don't have that horsepower with the manufacturers as the dealers themselves. So certain jobs I do recommend to take them to the dealer, because if there's ever a part problem and you need warranty, that Ford, that Dodge, that Chrysler, that Fiat, that Toyota, that Lexus, that whatever brand, that dealer will go to bat for you on that part. They'll get with the manufacturer and say, you owe us another one, and they'll get it, so you'll be happy. It's well worth, what do you think, $30 more an hour, labor-wise, probably, 20, you know?
Yeah, for something that. Makes sense.
Well, so, and of course, I get more jobs from that consumer by telling them the truth. That's the key. I'm telling them the truth, and they bring me back their other vehicles that they have, or they recommend me. They recommend their friends to me, or their neighbor. That's how this all starts, you know, 40 some years ago. Pretty big snowball now over here.
But your honesty is coming back with the fact that the customers, you know, take your advice, take it to the dealer for this malady, but they come back to you because they know they're going to get the straight advice.
Yeah,
give the telephone
number out. Sometimes they don't like to hear the truth, but that's too bad. I tell them the truth, and I'm very lucky. I actually have Audi sending me automobiles over here. I have Cadillac sending me automobiles over here. It's very interesting because I'm 40 plus years into it, and the younger guys just aren't doing some of the jobs I know how to do. So, I guess that's one advantage of having snow on the roof, huh?
That's true. And there's a big shortage of mechanics. It's a big problem these days. So a few young people have gone in to, training for auto mechanics, and I know dealerships are constantly kind of beating the drum that more people need to consider auto mechanics as a career, because today you can make good money, and a lot of it isn't the dirty hand stuff. It's computer plug and play technology, and the kids are into the video games. They could be into the automotive technician video games.
Yes.
Well, Mark, they're chasing us out the door. Thank you so much for your time here tonight. We'll do it again real soon.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Everybody, check out my website, Auto World Radio.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.